Zentrale Prüfung 10, 2013. Englisch. Mittlerer Schulabschluss. Haupttermin. Wichtige Hinweise. Alle Texte, die im Folgenden zu hören sind, werden zweimal vorgespielt. Vor dem ersten Hören wird Zeit gegeben, sich mit den Aufgaben vertraut zu machen. Der Hörverstehenstest besteht aus zwei Teilen. Hörverstehen, Teil 1.
Memories of 9/11. On September the 11th, 2001, terrorists directed two planes into the World Trade Center in New York. Lots of people died, and the Twin Towers were completely destroyed. Chloe Morton from US Spot Radio is reporting live from the 9/11 Tribute Center. First, read the tasks 1 to 9. Then listen to the report. Tick the correct box or complete the sentences while you are listening. Tick only one box. At the end, you will hear the report again. Now, read the tasks 1 to 9. You have 90 seconds to do this. Now listen to the report and do the tasks.
This is US Spot Radio and I'm Chloe Morton, live from New York. September 11th is a special day for us New Yorkers, even 11 years after the terrorist attacks. Volunteer tour guides who have been directly affected by the events of September 11th, because they are survivors, have lost loved ones, or were rescue workers at the time, share their stories and personal experiences. I'm here right in front of the National September 11th Memorial, which was built so that we always remember the nearly 3,000 people killed in the terror attacks. Set in the footprints of where the Twin Towers once stood, there are two enormous pools now, with the highest waterfalls made by man. The names of the nearly 3,000 victims have been written in a wall along the pools.
I think the plan to arrange the names that way, based on the idea where the victims were and who they were with, or next to colleagues they worked with, instead of placing them alphabetically or chronologically, is a very meaningful solution.
It's not only lots of New Yorkers, but also tourists from all over the world who come here to remember the dead.
I grew up in New York, and I don't live here anymore. For me, the skyline still looks kinda strange. I still miss those great towers.
In fact, the city has changed, and a lot of reconstruction work has taken place. A new skyscraper called One World Trade Center has replaced the former Twin Towers. Its role will be similar. Soon there will be huge office areas, but also a lot of shops and restaurants. There will be an observation deck again, with a fantastic view over New York. When construction work started in 2006, that new building was called Freedom Tower. In March 2009, however, the name was changed to One World Trade Center for easier identification. Of course, it's a symbol of our nation's strength and triumph over terrorism. With its 1,776 feet, it is again the tallest building here in New York and the highest in the U.S. As incredible as it sounds, this sad event brings lots of people together. Every year, hundreds of people come together in Times Square carrying U.S. flags. There is a moment of silence at 8:46 a.m., the exact time when the first airplane hit the tower.
The events of 9/11 did not only change the face of our city, they also affected our lives.
The attacks have left a serious impression on young people, and many of them are now trying to make the world a better place. Chloe Morton for U.S. Spot Radio, New York.
Now listen to the report again and check your answers.
This is U.S. Spot Radio, and I'm Chloe Morton, live from New York. September 11th is a special day for us New Yorkers, even 11 years after the terrorist attacks. Volunteer tour guides who have been directly affected by the events of September 11th, because they are survivors, have lost loved ones, or were rescue workers at the time, share their stories and personal experiences. I'm here right in front of the National September 11th Memorial, which was built so that we always remember the nearly 3,000 people killed in the terror attacks. Set in the footprints of where the Twin Towers once stood, there are two enormous pools now, with the highest waterfalls made by man. The names of the nearly 3,000 victims have been written in a wall along the pools.
I think the plan to arrange the names that way, based on the idea where the victims were and who they were with, or next to colleagues they worked with, instead of placing them alphabetically or chronologically, is a very meaningful solution.
It's not only lots of New Yorkers, but also tourists from all over the world who come here to remember the dead.
I grew up in New York, and I don't live here anymore. For me, the skyline still looks kind of strange. I still miss those great towers.
In fact, the city has changed, and a lot of reconstruction work has taken place. A new skyscraper called One World Trade Center has replaced the former Twin Towers. Its role will be similar. Soon there will be huge office areas, but also a lot of shops and restaurants. There will be an observation deck again, with a fantastic view over New York. When construction work started in 2006, that new building was called Freedom Tower. In March 2009, however, the name was changed to One World Trade Center for easier identification. Of course, it's a symbol of our nation's strength and triumph over terrorism. With its 1,776 feet, it is again the tallest building here in New York and the highest in the U.S. As incredible as it sounds, this sad event brings lots of people together. Every year, hundreds of people come together in Times Square carrying U.S. flags. There is a moment of silence at 8:46 a.m., the exact time when the first airplane hit the tower.
The events of 9/11 did not only change the face of our city, they also affected our lives.
The attacks have left a serious impression on young people, and many of them are now trying to make the world a better place. Chloe Morton for U.S. Spot Radio, New York.
Hörverstehen, Teil 2.
Queen Elizabeth II, Things You May Not Know. On April the 21st, 1926, Queen Elizabeth II was born. In her more than 60 years on the throne, many generations in the United Kingdom grew up with her as their monarch. But there are still some facts about her that are unknown to most people, which are presented in the following school podcast. First, read the tasks 1 to 9. Then listen to the podcast about the Queen. Tick the correct box or complete the sentences while you are listening. Tick only one box. At the end, you will hear the podcast again. Now read the tasks 1 to 9. You have 90 seconds to do this. Now listen to the podcast and do the tasks.
Hello everybody and welcome to ClassPod, your weekly school podcast. We recently celebrated Queen Elizabeth's Diamond Jubilee and therefore our topic today will be the Queen and her life. Everybody thinks they know a lot about the Queen, but is this really the case? Listen to what we found out. When Elizabeth Alexandra Mary Windsor was born, nobody expected she would one day be queen. She was only third in line for the throne. When her uncle, Edward, wanted to marry a divorced woman, he gave the crown to Elizabeth's father, who died in 1952. These are still mostly well-known facts, but let's now turn to something you may not know. Did you know that she's got a nickname? Guess what it is? Lizzie? Ellie? Or maybe even Queenie? Wrong! She's called Lilibet by family members, but her husband has another pet name for her. Sausage! We wouldn't advise you to address Her Majesty that way if you ever met her. This leads us to the interesting story about Elizabeth and her husband, Prince Philip. Elizabeth was only 13 when she met him for the first time. Philip was invited for lunch, and she immediately fell in love with him. The two teenagers quickly began exchanging letters. Elizabeth never wanted any other man but Philip. And in 2007, they celebrated their 60 years wedding anniversary. Now, to business. You might think a queen doesn't have experience of a proper job, but that's not true. During World War II, she got her hands dirty, joining the military service in 1945. There, she trained as a mechanic and worked as a driver, although she hasn't even got a driving license. What about her job in public? You might know that the queen goes nowhere without her handbag. Inside, she keeps her trusty lipstick, which she's not afraid to use in public. Former First Lady of the United States, Laura Bush, once did the same and said, "The Queen told me it was all right to do it." We all know that Queen Elizabeth always behaves like a lady, but she's brave as well. In 1982, when a stalker entered her bedroom, she remained calm, having a conversation with the man until the police arrived. Again, in 2003, someone managed to enter Buckingham Palace without permission. He was a journalist who later reported that the Queen used Tupperware boxes for her cornflakes. Did you know that the Queen's a very modern monarch? According to an insider, she started using a cell phone to text messages to her grandchildren. And with her own YouTube channel, Facebook page and Twitter handle, she's arrived in the digital age. You surely know that the Queen is very famous. But did you know that she got a music award? In 2002, she celebrated her Golden Jubilee with a pop concert. Many people bought a CD of this concert. And thus, Queen Elizabeth became the first member of the royal family to receive a gold disc. Another concert was arranged on her Diamond Jubilee in 2012. But this time, close observers noticed that the Queen protected her ears with earplugs. Maybe Robbie Williams was a bit too loud for Her Majesty.
Now listen to the podcast again and check your answers.
Hello everybody and welcome to ClassPod, your weekly school podcast. We recently celebrated Queen Elizabeth's Diamond Jubilee and therefore our topic today will be the Queen and her life. Everybody thinks they know a lot about the Queen, but is this really the case? Listen to what we found out. When Elizabeth Alexandra Mary Windsor was born, nobody expected she would one day be Queen. She was only third in line for the throne. When her uncle, Edward, wanted to marry a divorced woman, he gave the crown to Elizabeth's father, who died in 1952. These are still mostly well-known facts, but let's now turn to something you may not know. Did you know that she's got a nickname? Guess what it is? Lizzie? Ellie? Or maybe even Queenie? Wrong! She's called Lilibet by family members, but her husband has another pet name for her. Sausage! We wouldn't advise you to address Her Majesty that way if you ever met her. This leads us to the interesting story about Elizabeth and her husband, Prince Philip. Elizabeth was only 13 when she met him for the first time. Philip was invited for lunch, and she immediately fell in love with him. The two teenagers quickly began exchanging letters. Elizabeth never wanted any other man but Philip. And in 2007, they celebrated their 60 years wedding anniversary. Now, to business. You might think a queen doesn't have experience of a proper job, but that's not true. During World War II, she got her hands dirty, joining the military service in 1945. There, she trained as a mechanic and worked as a driver, although she hasn't even got a driving license. What about her job in public? You might know that the Queen goes nowhere without her handbag. Inside, she keeps her trusty lipstick, which she's not afraid to use in public. Former First Lady of the United States, Laura Bush, once did the same and said, "The Queen told me it was all right to do it." We all know that Queen Elizabeth always behaves like a lady, but she's brave as well. In 1982, when a stalker entered her bedroom, she remained calm, having a conversation with the man until the police arrived. Again, in 2003, someone managed to enter Buckingham Palace without permission. He was a journalist who later reported that the Queen used Tupperware boxes for her cornflakes. Did you know that the Queen's a very modern monarch? According to an insider, she started using a cell phone to text messages to her grandchildren. And with her own YouTube channel, Facebook page and Twitter handle, she's arrived in the digital age. You surely know that the Queen is very famous. But did you know that she got a music award? In 2002, she celebrated her Golden Jubilee with a pop concert. Many people bought a CD of this concert. And thus, Queen Elizabeth became the first member of the royal family to receive a gold disc. Another concert was arranged on her Diamond Jubilee in 2012. But this time, close observers noticed that the Queen protected her ears with earplugs. Maybe Robbie Williams was a bit too loud for Her Majesty.
Ende des Hörverstehenstests.